This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Creative Impact. This is our weekly series that features the creative people, the jobs, the businesses that impact our quality of life and serve as the driving forces that make Washtenaw County one of Michigan's strongest and most vibrant arts and creative industry hubs. Our partner in Creative Impact is the Arts Alliance, and my co-host happens to be president and CEO of that organization. And welcome back to you, Deb Pollack.
David, it's always great to be in the studio with you.
Now, Deb, I see we are taking Creative Impact out of Washtenaw County this week, but certainly with direct ties.
Absolutely. It's our first time since we started Creative Impact last summer in August, and we focused on people here in Washtenaw County, but today we're breaking out. We're taking a little trip. Our guest is a director and choreographer who is living in New York today, but tomorrow is moving to Minneapolis. Ann Arbor, though, is where she grew up. So, David, let's welcome Maya Garcia, the newly appointed director of professional training at the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis.
Well, congratulations and welcome.
Thank you. It's so good to be with you both.
Maya, when Deb sent me your name that you were going to be our guest this week, I admit that I did not recognize it right off the bat. I started to look into who you are and what you do, and I honestly immediately wrote her back and said, wow, I cannot believe the credentials on our guest this week. The West Side Story production you've choreographed at the Guthrie Theater this summer, it's already received rave reviews. That's why you're moving to Minnesota. You worked with Bill T. Jones on the Tony Award-winning production of The Music of Fela. On Broadway, you've choreographed a number of Spike Lee projects, including Black Klansman, She's Gotta Have It. You just finished a Cuban Yiddish opera called, what's it called, Hatui?
Hatui.
Hatui. Like I said, the credentials are amazing. But this all started in Ann Arbor with your love of dance. Tell us about your beginnings here and how that love fostered itself through the years.
Yes, it did start in Ann Arbor. I actually began in gymnastics at Gym America. And my favorite exercise, of course, was floor exercises. So that translated into, well, why don't you try some dance? I studied for 10 years with T.D. Theophil at Studio One on Main Street. And I just had a real love for the craft. It disciplined and sharpened my mind and kept me really focused and clear throughout my childhood. But more than that, it was a community. You know, it was a place where I went every day after school and bonded with the other dancers, with my teachers, and it was a home away from home.
I used to take my kids to TD's studio too, so I'd sit there with your mom and your sisters when you guys were coming in and out of dance class. So I remember those days, and it is a kind of a community. But you went on beyond that, as not every young lady or a young man who takes those classes. So what happened after you left Ann Arbor?
You know, it's interesting. I wasn't planning a career in the arts. I wasn't planning a career in dance. For sure. I didn't think, as many young people do, I didn't think I could make it. And I decided to go to NYU, and I wanted to be an international diplomat. So I applied to NYU. I was accepted, but not into the program I wanted to do. And I started to really think about, I think it was during that last summer after I graduated from Pioneer, I started thinking about, well, what do I really, really want in life? And what do I want my daily life to look like? And I realized I wouldn't actually be able to afford time-wise or financially to take classes, to take dance classes outside of school if I went to NYU. So I'd have to be in class and then get a part-time job. And then it hit me that I would die if I stopped dancing. I didn't know that I would need to continue until I knew I would die without it. So
those are pretty strong words. That's a pretty strong sentiment to have, that you would die without it.
I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday, that sensibility of, like, this is actually a part of me.
So it's not so much as you want to dance. You have to dance. This is who you are.
Yes, I had to dance. I had to. So I told my parents I was moving to New York City, that I was taking a year and not going to college, that I was moving to New York City. And, you know, of course, their jaws dropped, respectively, but they, you know, they supported me in the end, and I moved to New York, and I danced for a year. I got a scholarship at Steps, where I ended up teaching, 15 years later, and I really studied New York. I studied myself. I studied life, and I danced, and then I realized I was ready for school, but that I could integrate, that I could be an artist and an intellectual and pursue my dreams.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollock, and today we're talking with Ann Arbor native Maya Garcia, a director, a choreographer, and the newly appointed director of the professional training at Guthrie Theater.
One of the things we always try to encourage here is that careers in the arts are not, you don't always find your way there in a straight path. But you just kind of indicated that the path can be a little crooked, but you can get there.
I moved to San Francisco, and I went to San Francisco State University, which actually had a very strong international relations program as well as a dance program. So I found a place where I could be, where I could afford to be, and where I was sort of excited to start a new life. So I joined a dance company as soon as I started my college career, and basically managed both simultaneously. So I was studying, and I was actually teaching dance and teaching after-school programs, really getting integrated into the community, and then also dancing professionally at that time.
Was there some point where you made the decision to go professional and not pursue your studies, or did that just happen over time?
I just found the balance because both were so important to me. So I created a major, a special major, is what it was called, in sustainable development, at a time when nobody knew what that was. But I wanted to go and be an ambassador of community development in different places around the world and to help communities develop their cities sustainably. That was my vision. And then at the same time, I was really passionate about the storytelling component in the dance companies that I was working with. So it was It was a balance for me at that time that later I integrated into my own organization, Organic Magnetics, where I started to develop and direct live installations that were created sustainably and that had a certain community impact, but that they were artfully, artful expositions of usually historic storytelling.
And Maya, I think you have found a way to marry those two diverse interests into something that melds together quite well. You proudly identify as a Cuban American. Many of your projects, such as West Side Story and Fela, and it seems as though you want to communicate authentic heritage through dance and build bridges between communities. Did you intend to head your career this way, in that you could bring people together through movement and through sense of spirit as opposed to words and diplomacy?
I think that's, at some point we just recognize our natural gifts. And I always knew I was a leader, a natural leader. And I knew I felt very passionate about bringing people together and the experience, having a cathartic experience where everyone's involved, everyone's participating, and we're all working toward a common goal. There's really no greater feeling than that for me. And so I wanted to create that for not only for artists, but also for audiences and sort of a more interactive experience. No matter what the work is about, I always saw the possibility to facilitate a bit more interaction between artists and audiences. And that's where it's basically, what Deb is doing in terms of bringing all the artists together and making the connections on a broader scale. That's always been my vision.
Well, Maya, we're so proud of what you're doing, lighting up the stage across the country and what you're going to be doing at the Guthrie. So let's wrap up there. So moving on to the Guthrie, what are you expecting to find in store for you as you take your career in that direction?
Well, I have a major chapter ahead, and I'm really excited. I'm going to be co-directing a BFA acting program at the University of Minnesota. So I'll be traveling around the country recruiting the next class for the BFA acting at University of Minnesota, and I will be also recruiting for the MFA Guthrie Experience, which brings MFA actors from all different universities, all different programs around the country, and brings them together at the Guthrie, and I'll be able to direct them in an experience in the summer. I will also be developing a fellowship program, which I'm really excited about because I'll be able to offer young professionals, aspiring professionals, the opportunity to work with masters in all departments of the theater, from production management to stage management to design to artistic leadership. This new position will allow me to be a gatekeeper, to open the doors for, you know, to show people what's possible in the arts and also give them an opportunity to really get the hands-on experience. So that's very exciting. I'm really looking forward to opening those doors for more women, for more people of color. And that's something I've been doing in New York. And so I get to carry the torch in Minneapolis at the Guthrie Theater, which is just an extraordinary institution. So I'm really excited.
Well, Maya, thank you so much for the time today. Thanks for sharing your story, and I'm glad we had an opportunity to reconnect you a bit with your hometown.
Absolutely. Ann Arbor is a wonderful place, and I wouldn't be who I am without all of the cultural influences that I had there.
That is Maya Garcia, the newly appointed Director of Professional Training at Guthrie Theater, on to new and bigger and brighter future, and it's going to influence the generations to come.
Absolutely. They'll be the next Maya because of what she's doing. So thank you for that, and we'll see you next week, David.
I will look forward to it. That is Deb Pollock, my partner in Creative Impact. We do it every Tuesday, and we will again next Tuesday. If you'd like to visit our archive, you can find the archive of shows at WEMU.org. This is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.